You have to believe. This is huge. You have to truly, truly believe that it's already yours. Believe that you've already achieved it. It's already done. Time just hasn't caught up yet, but it's already out there. You've already done it. You need to believe that now. As you do this, we are proclaiming to God, Source, the divine, the universe, that you already have this thing and that it already exists and that now you are giving thanks for this thing that already exists. As you're in that vibration of this thing that you want or desire already being yours, you're putting out that vibration and frequency that you already have it. So based off the law of attraction, you're going to begin to attract that reality, that experience, that dream to you.
I believe that love is all around us. Love is everything and everywhere. I am love. You are love. We are all love. In our divinity, in our soul, in the truest and simplest form of our being, we are pure, unconditional love. Love is the answer to everything. Every week in this podcast, we're talking to incredible and beautiful people who will be sharing their insights and perspectives to help you find more peace, to help you come from a place of love more often, to help encourage you to be kinder to yourself and others, to help you create more happiness in your life, to help you feel more oneness with others, and to help you connect to your higher self. My name is Justin Court. Together, we will help shift the collective consciousness of the planet to be more loving, kind, peaceful, happy, empathetic, understanding, and accepting. This can only be achieved together. It starts with each and every one of us. We are one. And it's time we start acting that way. I am so, so grateful that you're here. I love you, I support you, and I'm here for you. Let's together create more love in this world. Let's do this.
Hey everybody, welcome to this episode of the podcast. Really excited to share this little bit of insight with you. So I do a keynote speech about the power of gratitude and starting your own gratitude practice. And I'm going to take just one little piece from that speech and I'm going to talk about it here today. It is one of the most powerful things that we can use gratitude as a tool for. So we all know, you know, we can use gratitude to just give thanks for what we already have, show that appreciation. In doing that, we're going to start to attract more things to us to be grateful for. So gratitude is beautiful in this sense, but one of the most untapped resources that we can utilize gratitude for is gratitude is a secret tool for manifesting your dreams. Right? Gratitude is not something that we can just utilize as giving thanks for what we already have. It can be utilized to give thanks for what we want to achieve and the things that we want to manifest in our reality. So this is pretty awesome and really exciting. If this is new to you, I'm so excited to share this with you. So when you are practicing gratitude in this sense to help manifest your dreams, this is exactly how we do it. So you're going to visualize that thing that you want to achieve, that goal, whatever it may be. And it is important right now as you're visualizing it to feel the excitement, the joy, the fulfillment, the happiness, the fullness, whatever it may be of you having that dream and already achieving it right now, feeling that now, right now. This is important. Not, you know, you're not expressing gratitude that you're going to have it, you know, soon in the future or down the line. Not that. You are expressing thanks and gratitude for already achieving it, that goal or that dream, and for already having it right now. And you are saying thanks that this is already done. You have to believe. This is huge. You have to truly, truly believe that it's already yours. Believe that you've already achieved it. It's already done. Time just hasn't caught up yet, but it's already out there. You've already done it. You need to believe that now. As you do this, we are proclaiming to God, Source, the divine, the universe, that you already have this thing and that it already exists and that now you are giving thanks for this thing that already exists. As you're in that vibration of this thing that you want or desire already being yours, you're putting out that vibration and frequency that you already have it. So based off the law of attraction, you're going to begin to attract that reality, that experience, that dream to you. Now, remember this, everything, every possibility already exists in the field. Everything. It's already there. This is a tool to help you attract that thing to you that's already out there. This is a tool that will help you bring it to yourself. I cannot stress this enough. Feeling is the key. You have to feel, again, those positive emotions, the joy, the gratitude that you already have it. This is so, so important. In order to manifest, you have to feel these emotions. You can't just say them or think them because then they're just essentially words with no meaning. You have to equate that feeling with it now. And then so, you know, a lot of people, and I get this because I was the same exact way, so this is really important too. You know, if you are like, well, but I don't have this thing yet. How can I feel as though I have it now? Visualize and do your best to feel it. But what's important too is that if you don't feel or believe that you are worthy or that you've already achieved it, or you're like, hey, I don't have this yet, how can I believe it? That's okay. Everyone has felt this way who's ever done this practice before. You just have to keep visualizing it and keep saying it. Just keep saying it to yourself over and over and over again. Whatever that thing may be, I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm this or now that I've achieved this. As you just say it over and over and over again, it may take you 10 times, 50, 100, doesn't matter. This is a tool that will help you manifest that dream. So if it takes you, again, 5, 10, 100 times, it doesn't matter at all. Who cares if this is something that's going to bring that to you? So I've had to do this before too, where I wasn't believing the things I was manifesting that I already achieved it. And that's all it is. Practice repetition over and over and over again until you actually believe it. So let's do this right now. We'll just take 2 minutes. We'll do a very simple exercise to help you right now start manifesting your dreams into your reality. So if you can, close your eyes. If you are driving, please do not close your eyes. Stay safe. But if you can, close your eyes right now. We'll take 2 minutes. Okay, take a couple just nice, slow breaths in and out, in and out, and just settle into this moment right now. Just be here now. And now think about one thing you want to achieve, one dream of yours, something you want to become, anything like that, but just hone in and think about just one. One thing you want to achieve, one dream of yours. And now visualize yourself having already achieved it. Visualize and feel right now that it's already yours. And again, feel those positive emotions and feelings, the happiness, the joy. You know how good you're going to feel. Feel those right now, again, as if you've already achieved it, as if it's yours right now. Think about how excited you would be. Be that excitement right now. And then express gratitude for it. Say thanks for you already achieving it. Again, don't project yourself into the future and say, "Ooh, great, I'm so grateful, I'm happy that I'm going to achieve this down the line. That's awesome." No. Feel the gratitude right now as if you've already achieved it. Be in that gratitude. Be in that thanks for it already being yours. And now just take another minute to feel these positive emotions, visualize and put yourself in that place right now of you already having it and expressing thanks for it. Take your time with this. Just be in the moment. Feel it. Smile. Maybe you might tear up a little bit because you're just so happy and excited that this dream of yours that you have achieved, that you've achieved it, that you have it now. Just be in that. We'll do it for another 30 seconds. Okay, now start to come back to the present moment. If you want to take more time, everybody, do this for longer. Practice this every single day. Right, and come back again to the present moment. Another way that we can practice this is through daily affirmations. So this is something I do right now. And, you know, some people like to visualize, some people like to write things down. I like to do both. I like to visualize a little bit more, but I'm starting to understand the power in actually writing things down. So a great way that you can do this too, and this can be, you know, for anything that you want to achieve, again, goals that you want to accomplish, just write down, I am so happy and grateful now that this. So what I write down, one of mine, is I'm so happy and grateful now that I am one of the most in-demand speakers in the country. And that's a great way to use this tool, right? We're expressing gratitude for this goal that you want to achieve as if we already have it. And then in doing that, it's the same exact thing, everybody. You're saying it over and over and over again until you believe it. So just keep saying that thing until you believe it. I am so happy and grateful now that this. Right? And again, it's daily. Write those down every single day. Put them down on a piece of paper and write down, I'm so happy and grateful now that this. It's something I do every single day. This is huge. This is something when I've given this speech before, people are like, wow, I've never looked at gratitude this way before. This is a brand new way that we can utilize gratitude. And it is. And I really do feel like it's something that's very untapped. It's not talked about a lot, so I really wanted to make sure I shared this with everybody. So this practice is huge in manifesting your dreams. Use this practice, utilize it. I was grateful and I was saying, I am so happy and grateful now that, and I was visualizing myself feeling gratitude for being a speaker before I ever was one. I said, thank you, God, Source, Universe, that I am a speaker before I ever became one. So do this practice. It will absolutely aid in you manifesting and bringing your dreams closer and closer and closer to you until they become your reality. So grateful to share this with you. This practice has been profound in my life. I hope that it can do the same for you. It's just so powerful and so beautiful and so special that I just wanted to share with everybody. If you have any questions about this, you want to go into this more, I would absolutely love to. Feel free to DM me at JustinCourt _. If you want to start your own daily gratitude practice, let me know. DM me. I will send you a gratitude bracelet that I wear every single day. I've got a bunch of them. It will help you stay insanely consistent in a daily gratitude practice. And I would love and be honored to send you your very own bracelet. So just DM me, gratitude, let me know, and I would love to send you that bracelet. Thank you so much again for being here. Hope this was helpful. I hope this will help you manifest your dreams. If you do it every single day, I know that it will. Love you all so much. Thank you for being here, and I cannot wait to see you next week. Love you. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, please like, follow, share, subscribe. whatever you can do to help share this with the world. We put a lot of energy, effort, and time into creating this beautiful podcast with these incredible guests to help bring more awareness to the love that exists all around us. So if you can help spread some love, we'd really appreciate it. Love you.